Ho, ho, ho. Yes, indeed. Hello, small child called Veruca Lumpy. What a lovely name. Aged 7, I believe. Good. Yes, I know it did. All over the nice, clean floor, yes. They do, you know. That's one of the things about real pigs. Here we are. Don't mention it. Happy Hogs Watch and be good. I will know if you're good or bad, you know. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, you brought some magic into that little life, said Albert, as the next child was hurried away.
It's the expression on their little faces I like, said the Hogfather.
You mean sort of fear and awe and not knowing whether to laugh or cry or wet their pants?
Yes, now that is what I call belief.
The O God was carried into the great hall and laid out on a bench. The senior wizards gathered round, ready to help those less fortunate than themselves remain that way.
I know what's good for a hangover, said the Dean, who was feeling in a party mood.
They looked at him expectantly.
Drinking heavily the previous night, he said. He beamed at them.
That was a good word joke, he said, to break the silence.
The silence came back.
Most amusing, said Ridcully.
He turned back and stared thoughtfully at the O-God.
Raw eggs are said to be good, he glared at the Dean. I mean, bad for a hangover, he said. And fresh orange juice. Clatchian coffee, said the lecturer in recent runes firmly.
But this fellow hasn't just got his hangover, he's got everyone's hangover, said Ridcully.
I've tried it, mumbled the O-God. It just makes me feel suicidal and sick.
A mixture of mustard and horseradish, said the Chair of Indefinite Studies, in cream for preference with anchovies.
Yogurt, said the bursar.
Ridcully looked at him, surprised.
That sounded almost relevant, he said. Well done. I should leave it at that if I were you, bursar. Of course my uncle always used to swear at wow-wow sauce, he added.
You mean swear by, surely, said the lecturer in recent runes.
Possibly both, said Ridcully. I know he once drank a whole bottle of it as a hangover cure, and it certainly seemed to cure him. He looked very peaceful when they came to lay him out.
Willow bark, said the bursar.
That's a good idea, said the lecturer in recent runes. It's an analgesic.
Really? Well, possibly, though it's probably better to give it to him by mouth, said Ridcully. I say, are you feeling yourself, bursar? You seem somewhat coherent.
The O-God opened his crusted eyes.
Will all that stuff help? He mumbled.
It'll probably kill you, said Susan.
Oh, good.
We could add Engelbert's enhancer, said the Dean. Remember when Modo put some on his peas? We could only manage one each.
Can't you do something more, well, magical, said Susan. Magic the alcohol out of him or something.
Yes, but it's not alcohol by this time, is it? Said Ridcully. It'll have turned into a lot of nasty little poisons all dancing round his liver. Spold's unstirring divisor would do it, said the lecturer in recent runes. Very simply, too. You'd end up with a large beaker full of all the nasties. Not difficult at all if you don't mind the side effects.
Tell me about the side effects, said Susan, who had met wizards before.
The main one is that the rest of him would end up in a somewhat larger beaker, said the lecturer in recent runes.
Alive?
The lecturer in recent runes screwed up his face and waggled his hands. Broadly, yes, he said. Living tissue, certainly, and definitely sober.
I think we had in mind something that would leave him the same shape and still breathing, said Susan.
Well, you might have said.
Then the Dean repeated the mantra that has had such a marked effect on the progress of knowledge throughout the ages.
Why don't we just mix up absolutely everything and see what happens, he said.
And Ridcully responded with the traditional response.
It's got to be worth a try, he said.
The big glass beaker for the cure had been placed on a pedestal in the middle of the floor. The wizards liked to make a ceremony of everything in any case, but felt instinctively that if they were going to cure the biggest hangover in the world, it needed to be done with style. Susan and Bilious watched as the ingredients were added. Round about halfway, the mixture, which was an orange-brown colour, went gloop.
Not a lot of improvement, I feel, said the lecturer in recent runes.
Engelbert's enhancer was the penultimate ingredient. The Dean dropped in a greenish ball of light that sank under the surface. The only apparent effect was that it caused purple bubbles to creep over the sides of the beaker and drip onto the floor.
That's it, said the Ogod.
I think the yogurt probably wasn't a good idea, said the Dean.